So as the director, basically, of communication for the city of Bryan, you're here to tell us about?
Well, some more wonderful Christmas and holiday celebration events. One last time, going to remind folks about Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park tonight, 5:30 to 8:30. Free shuttle from Blinn College. It's free to the family. There's train rides. There's sledding on the real snow mountain. It's not fake snow. It's real snow. Pictures with Santa, holiday crafts, hot chocolate, cookies. Come on out. Then Gwen was going to be here today, but she asked me to remind you about this, and I'm very excited about this one. Nutcracker Storytime Ballet, co-hosted by the Clara B. Mounts Public Library and Ballet Brazos.
Okay.
They'll present highlights of one of the world's most famous ballets. And that is Thursday, December 11th at 6 o'clock at the Clara B. Mounts Public Library in wonderful downtown Bryan. Free admission, seating begins at 5:30, and they're going to have cookies, Al.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I'll be there for some of those.
So, and then one more thing,
Breakfast with Santa
at the Neal Recreation Center is another family-friendly event. This one's geared towards children ages 10 and younger. Saturday, December 20th from 9 to 11 at the Neal Rec Center. And there's going to be photos with Santa, a full breakfast, and movies and crafts.
All right. Lots of holiday stuff going on in the city. Thanks for telling us about that.
You bet.
Al Sines here this morning. Al, how are you?
Just fine. Scott, good morning to you. And to happy holiday season to your listeners as well.
Yeah. Been about a year since you've been here, as a matter of fact.
It's been about exactly a year, sir.
So we're back. And let's talk about what's transpired in the last year before the election. I want to talk about the council changing after the election because it has. But tell me basically your view of what's gone on since last we visited, in your view.
Well, since I was on council before, I pretty much was able to hit the ground running. And a lot of positive things have happened. I must say that. But a lot of things have not changed, and some things have remained the same.
So
no surprises. It's a battle. You know, when you have a city that we do, which has diverse communities, there tends to be a lot of discussion of issues that people have different opinions on.
Now, you, I guess, for one, would be a person who is in favor of having single-member districts elected within members elected within that district, as opposed to all the members of council being elected at large. Is
absolutely
that true?
Absolutely, Scott. Well, of course, I have to, you know, and I think that's what I was talking about. We have a diverse city, the diverse communities, whether it was German, Italian, Hispanic, African-American. This city is not like College Station, where College Station is more homogenous. We're more heterogeneous in Bryan.
So since the election, tell me how you feel like your view of council has changed.
Since this last election?
Right.
Well, I think it's changed in a positive way. Of course, my candidate did win, and then our charter amendments did pass. And it's really the citizens speaking up. And I think turning the corner or looking at slightly changing their gaze to the direction that I think they want the city to go. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing because change is good. And people are pointing out that, yes, we want to turn the scope a little bit, and let's see what we can find for the future.
Okay, then what I'm going to do is Mike Sutherland was in here. A couple of weeks ago. I basically gave him the invisible magic wand of power. So I want to hand that to you and say, if there were three things in the city of Bryan that you would like to see changed as one member of council, what would those be?
Well, I think what I'd like to see initially would be more optimism in the city, optimism for growth, for business, for education.
It's growing fast. Faster than it ever has.
And we want to continue that. But, you know, the in the past, it seems like a particular part of town was forgotten about. And I live in that particular part of town. If we drive by there today, we'll see that in many ways the growth has not trickled down to the poor part.
Okay,
of town.
So let's stop there. And I know what other members of council would say is, percentage-wise, there's been a lot of the budget that has been spent in that city, in that part of the city. And I understand that, but besides infrastructure, everybody needs streets, everybody needs sidewalks, everybody needs those things. What do you believe the city can actually do to, is it fair to me to say, make your district more livable? Is that a fair thing to say?
Well, safer, yes. Safer, more livable.
Okay,
exactly.
What do you think the city can do?
Well, it's hard to, and I'll make an effort. It's hard to answer that question without pointing to infrastructure. But let me go this way then. The citizens of District 22 have to step up as well, to pick up around them, to clean up around them, the neighborhoods, the barrios, and the ghettos. And I think that if they do that for themselves, the city will recognize that, yes, we need to pay more attention to this area. If they're willing to invest their time, we need to invest our time
and
money as well.
It's a fantastic idea. I love that idea. You're right. You got to, you know, paint your own fence and let's clean things up. I think that's a great deal. Okay. Something else that you think that we need
let's
to do?
See. The question is so simple, Scott, I don't have an answer to
okay,
it.
Okay. That's fine.
Just other than I just hold out hope that the city can come together. Well, I was thinking about this the other day. How the poor parts of Bryan progress in a way, and maybe I don't want to expand it too much, but it affects the entire area. It affects Bryan College Station. It affects the county, this part of the state. I've always thought that Bryan College Station were in a unique position in the state to attract people from miles around, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. And I don't think that we're living up to our potential to attract even more citizens, more business, more retirees, and people who just want to come live in this part of the state, the heart of the state.
Sure. Well, and as it comes to that, one of the things that we like to do is we like to have new businesses come in here. And one of the businesses, one of the corporations that is in charge of doing that is the RVP. I want to play your comments from late October when it came time. The question was,
sure.
$350,000 is going to be funded to the RVP. This is what you said at that meeting.
Okay. We have to pay somebody else to do a better job than what we can do for ourselves. It just seems backwards. And we can do better. And I know that there's a lot of motivated people on staff and surely here on council who if given the opportunity, could pick out winners and losers better than some other entity can, and it just seems that there's a lot of money going into that organization that I just can't justify to my constituents, Mayor.
Okay, that's the RVP, and mm-hmm. to paraphrase, you said you kind of felt like you were being shaken down by the RVP.
Well, you know, it feels that way sometimes because I'm sorry, Scott. I can only just see things from the perspective of my front street and
that's
my front
fine.
Door.
I understand,
and I haven't seen where our investment in RVP by the city, College Station, the county, Texas A&M, has really produced in to justify the amount of money that they get annually. And I've heard some estimates as high as from the city of Bryan, close to $500,000 in other instant or other payments as well. And I'm just not seeing it, Scott. And it's really not a service that the city of Bryan shouldn't be taking on itself.
Now, but there are certain levels of expertise when it comes to negotiation, when it comes to infrastructure needs, when it comes to who you're competing against, that with all due respect, I don't know that the staff could handle all of that. Mm-hmm. Certainly there could be aspects of it. I understand mm-hmm. that. But when it actually comes to a negotiating deal, I think you do need some specialists in there.
Yeah, but perhaps the initial drawback to RVP, that they have other masters as well. How do they distinguish between representing College Station and Bryan, their of course sister cities? Which one comes first? There's that conflict maybe, and there may be a few other conflicts. But you know, Dennis Garion did a real good job for us while he was at the city of Bryan, and I'm not saying that I'm glad to see he's retired and everything. I'm gonna enjoy that retirement. But people like Dennis or somebody that we could hire on staff that is committed and only answerable and just committed to bringing business to Bryan, paid for by the city of Bryan.
Okay, now then are you starting to break the cities away when we're actually moving closer together as two cities than ever before?
No, I don't think so. That may be going a little too far. We're sister cities. We're cities that have a long history. And that relationship is going to grow and grow. As long as I'm council, that relationship is going to become stronger.
Well, your director of development can bring in commercial entities, but maybe you're talking about our industrial or research type mm-hmm. facilities, not the same as having another pizza joint. I mean,
yeah.
We're talking about this is something that's a little more high tech.
Well, and you're absolutely right, but I think RVP also had a hand in bringing in Gundler, mm-hmm. which was ultimately a failure. And so where do we get our money back? We really can't.
No, Al, there's not that much money that the city lost. The city didn't lose but about $20,000-$30,000 because of special equipment that was brought out there. That building has now been sold.
Sure.
The city of Bryan is not on the hook for anything there. Now, I understand what you're saying. There are calculated risks and all that, but I don't think we need to say the city lost money.
But also, beyond that, there are other parts that weren't fulfilled. You know, there was going to be more jobs coming, you know, the promise of more jobs.
Sure. Well, and I want to hear your opinion. I mean, that's why we have you here to do that. I want to talk about CVB. Brian did something, I mean, you proposed something that was amazing to me, and that was you were going to give them more money, $96,000 more than they actually asked for. Explain to me why you want to do that.
Well, the return on what they, the money that we gave them in the return, there are some estimates that were anywhere from 60 to 80%. If it's anything above 60%, it was a good investment.
Who were the numbers? Where'd they come from?
Well, I understand that the ISD numbers were like 60%, and 80%, I don't know where that derived
from. Okay, source of the numbers bothers. This is what bothers me. You're wanting to turn on a dime and give them $96,000 more than they asked for without what I would think are provable results. I don't know what the percentage is, but there are far more hotel rooms in College Station than there are in Bryan. And they're going to be for the next 5 years or 10 years anyway. So Bryan is going to be more hard-pressed to be able to see a return on that investment than College Station would. Now, granted, you're not given near as much money as College Station is, but still, that is a sizable increase. What do you expect in return from CVB?
You know, and I thought about that. I think that the CVB should go out, I mean, and represent the entire area, but I imagine people driving down, let's say, 290, Austin, Houston, point a sign to in Hempstead that says Bryan, or anywhere on 45, that they can do other things.
All right,
to
says Bryan or says what?
Well, yeah, primarily Bryan, but of course let me finish.
CVB's not going to do that.
No, but Bryan, if we can't get CVB, and Mary Lynn has got a new job to promote Bryan as well. But there's just all kinds of avenues that we can use to promote. I mean, again, I'm a councilman in Bryan, and that's my first.
It's not my intention, what do you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say I think that the way the funding formula works is it's based on the number of hotel rooms in the two communities, and then we pay our percentage. I think we have like 24% of the rooms, so we pay 24% of their budget. Now this go-round, I think they asked College Station for more money. I think College Station actually cut their funding
to
them. Then they asked the City of Bryan for $53,000 more, which we included in what went before the council the other night, was to give the CVB that additional $53,000.
Right. Now, pointedly, okay, go ahead.
But let me also say, Scott, you know, I'm a Bryan guy, but I don't want to fall into the trap of just because I am a Bryan guy that someone can say, well, then you don't like College Station. No, it's one of one. It's some of one and some of the other.
What are you going to ask them to? Okay, now, again, full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors of the Downtown Bryan Association. Are you going to ask them to actually spend some of their marketing budget outside this market to advertise Fiestas Patrias, the Blues Festival, Texas Reds? Will you ask them to do that?
Definitely Texas Reds. Fiestas Patrias, there's some issues there.
All right. Okay, fine. With. Okay, then Texas Reds. I didn't want to necessarily say just them because that's a DBA thing. But are you going to ask them to spend more money because you're giving them more money to promote just Texas Reds?
Well, not necessarily, but that's a good place to start. The last I've heard, Fiestas Patrias and the Jazz Fest, Blues Fest, haven't asked for money yet.
Okay.
Where Texas Red is our signature event. But I think Mary Lynn wanted to.
But are you going to press them to do that? Because I think if you're going to give them a $96,000 increase, you must be some expectation that you would have from CVB.
Yes, absolutely. Anything that we can encourage CVB to do to bring more people to the area, whether it's Bryan, College Station, or Brazos County. Again, as far as I'm concerned, Bryan first.
Yeah, and I'm not saying just for Bryan events. I mean, College Station has events as well that need to be promoted.
And
there's
again,
not any doubt.
I don't want to fall into the trap of just because I pick one, I'm against the other.
I'm not asking you to do that, but what I'm asking is what are you wanting in return when you increase the CVB budget $96,000? I mean, that's a sizable increase.
Well, I don't think I'd have to ask them. I think they know. Well, you know, the City of Bryan was very polite and kind to us in this budget, and we need to give them a little more consideration. And that's good.
All right.
If it's an honest, fair consideration.
Anything else we need to cover?
Marilyn, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, I don't know if you know Scott, but Jay Sokol. My good buddy Jay Sokol.
We taught him everything he knows, but it's okay.
Did,
yeah. Between the two of us, he's fully educated.
Well, you know, but he was the pick of the litter.
Yeah.
So, we've been meeting with the CVB staff about how they use their advertising dollars and wanting more input into that process and wanting to make sure that we focus very locally, you know, local imagery, things like that. When people pick up an advertisement and that says come to Bryan College Station, we want them to be seeing something in Bryan College Station. There's a lot here to see and do. And they have been very receptive to that.
Good.
We've enjoyed working with them. But along the same lines, you know, being Director of Communications and Marketing for the city of Bryan itself, I could sure use some more money to promote Bryan itself. So I'm going to poke my good friend here in the ribs that's standing next to me. And, you know, some of that money would be great to focus strictly on Bryan.
Again, they're Bryan things and they're College Station things. And I don't want us to hijack the interview to just talk about CVB, but I think it is important, and
especially since you
wanted to fund them above the level that they wanted, I think being able to extricate from them some sort of an assurance that they're going to do something like that would be a good thing.
Yeah, but promotion and marketing is a very important thing for development of a city, and it sets a tone, it sets an attitude, and I think that Bryan, in many ways, needs to stand out on his own as well. Bryan
sure.
is Bryan, a distinct
I agree.
City.
I agree completely.
And we need to market and sell that as
both
well.
These cities are growing. They're growing in different
Absolutely.
Ways, and it's a dynamic situation. Anything else, though, you want
well,
to cover?
There's a couple of things, Scott. The Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is this Sunday.
Yeah.
It starts on University, goes down to Villa Maria. I think it starts at 2, ends at 5.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, there's also a downtown Bryan Parade next Friday on the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And so come down to downtown Bryan and like the old days.
6:30?
It's
a nighttime parade. Right, yeah, lights up. It'll be kind of fun.
So
yeah.
come
like
on
when
out.
We were kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I can maybe get this in there, Scott, the Habitat for Humanity is going to have 3 home dedications this weekend.
Oh, great.
It's one of the most successful Habitat for Societies in the nation for its size, this community,
yeah.
which speaks very highly of our community, Scott.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have time, but there's great people in our community that sponsor those homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't mention them, but that's what type of community that we are. Bryan College Station and the entire area.
It's a great thing.
The sponsors that sponsor these homes, you know, I want them to have a sense of accomplishment for themselves when they're sitting in their quiet space, Scott, in their cars or in their home with their families. I want them to feel the gratitude that we as a community express to them for giving of their time and treasure.
Yep, we do appreciate that. Have a good holiday, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's Al Sines here from the Bryan City Council. Visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays.